beginnings go back to the 70s and 80s, when the phenomenon of enforced disappearance as a repressive technique by certain states, especially at that time in Latin America, was perceived as a specifically pernicious procedure that had terrible effects on not only the direct victims, of course, the disappeared persons, but their families. So that there was a feeling that this crime needed a special name and a special treatment. So the United Nations, rather early in the, I think it was in 82, passed a resolution. And in the new millennium, several states, including Argentina, France, and some others, worked for the convention, which finally was approved in 2006.
Have you seen any positive changes since the convention was put into force?
This is very difficult to answer because as a committee, we have an official look only on those countries that have ratified the convention, which at the moment are 50. And different from the working group of United Nations, we have no overall statistics. But I think improvements should not be measured only in terms of statistics. What I perceive is really a raise in awareness of the problem.
As you've mentioned, not all member states have signed the convention. What do you think is their reservation in doing so?
I think there are many and different reasons. I think you will probably have, in some states, since it is a young convention, still deliberations about the necessity of ratifying that convention, of certain complications that might bring for the national legal system. So in some cases, I presume there are technical reasons rather than political reasons. As if you look at the map, for example, of ratifications of the convention, you'll find quite a few democratic states that have not yet ratified, some of them not even signed the convention. Then, of course, there might be states where there's a certain reluctance because they are not human rights friendly in general, and they do not see why they should get some more problems of international revision, international scrutiny of their behavior through a new convention. And in some other states, it might still be a lack of dynamics also from civil society, that there are too few forces in civil society that demand from their government the ratification of this convention, because without some civil society pressure, it's rather rare that a state would sign any international human rights convention.
And is there anything else that you think is worth mentioning about this International Day or about the topic itself that we haven't already covered?
There is a growing concern that particularly people that cooperate with the United Nations, like denouncing, in our case, enforced disappearances, or giving testimony over cases within the country, that these people, for that very reason, are singled out and persecuted by their own government or by some dark forces cooperating with certain governments. What we call reprisals against people that collaborate with the United Nations Human Rights Protection System. The Committee Against Enforced Disappearances is determined to participate in any effort to protect these people, because if we are not able to protect human rights defenders that wish to cooperate with the United Nations protective system, it will be very difficult, and it would be counterproductive. Our own work could be a source of endangering these people, and that's certainly the last thing we want to be responsible for.